Welcome to Aspire. This podcast is being recorded and aired for January 21st, 2022. It's already going so fast. It's so interesting to me. The older I get, the more my mind can't keep up with what the days, the weeks, the months. It's all in the brain matter there. And, you know, it's a part of Sapolsky's book, Behave. And if you haven't read it, you might want to take a look at it. It's really very helpful in so many different ways and helps you understand the necessariness of developing consciousness. So there you are. I have a wonderful question from Beverly. She does not tell me where she lives. It is just, I think, one that most people struggle with, and I hope to be able to serve in some way. She asks, how, I have to say, preface this before I do this. This was a long email, very long, and I had to cherry pick it. She had lots of questions. My past haunts me, she says. How do I let these things go that I did in the past some 20, 30 years ago? Beverly, this is a wonderful question. It really is, and I hope to be able to serve you. You know, the things we did that we wish in retrospect we hadn't done is really, first of all, a matter of, shall we say, biology. When certain chemicals in our brain start to diminish, estrogen and in men, testosterone, and they start to go down a little bit, you start to be able to see things for the way they were and what we did, not so much from the DNA factor that lives within us that pulsates through our body and causes us to think, say, and do things that we will regret. We spend a great deal of our life in the effort to survive. And this means socially and economically, in our economics, our job, our money, everything like that. We spend a great deal of time spending our efforts and our energies upon defending ourselves, attacking other people that we think are attacking us or threaten us in some way. Let me give you an example. You have somebody who you think broke your heart or lied to you or whatever. And we build a narrative around all of this to make ourselves look like the innocent victim when we're really not. None of us are. So with all this being said and done, we go into our life and we go into our living thinking that somebody did us wrong and that we should avenge ourselves or try to hurt them in some way or show them they were wrong or whatever. All of this goes back to how we think in our minds, the preservation of our body, a preservation of our ego, but more importantly, the preservation of how we like to think of ourselves, which is the ego. Lhotse said, can you step back from your own mind and understand all things? Stop thinking and end your problems. Well, this is easily said, but not easily done for a lot of people because we're highly emotional. So we like to accuse people. We don't want to see what it is about me that made this situation possible. So the way to look at your past that you say haunts you is because in your case, the estrogen is still too high. There is other chemicals in your body that dictate romance and dictate rightness. And with all of that being said, if you read Sapolsky, you will find out that these elements of the brain continue on. They don't stop, and sometimes they don't stop even to the end of our life, depending upon how much we, you know, think upon and allow ourselves to think upon reinforcing these chemicals by thinking about being resentful or hostile or vengeful. And a lot of people are, and it never really works out. So what Lhotse said is, can you step back from your own mind and thus understand things? Well, can you? Yes, you can, but it would require a tremendous sacrifice on your part. Beverly, you would have to give up punishing yourself for the things you did and the things you believe other people did to you, and thus rationalizing your own evil, making yourself think, well, I had every right to do whatever it was you did that was unkind. And I can't talk you out of this. I can't, you know, I can tell you what is going on, which I just did with the biology of it all, but that doesn't make any difference to most people, does it? I mean, it isn't going to make any difference with you. You're angry, you're hostile, you feel you've been done wrong. You don't really see the temperature of the room, the temperature of yourself, and the temperature of the relationship you were in, blah, blah. And so you get angry. And what does that mean? It means your self-esteem has, you know, been lowered or has been threatened. Your ability to maybe have a relationship with some men you think you're in love with, but you really aren't. Nobody is in love. It has to do with DNA and genetic heritage. So when you start really looking at the whole enchilada here, it's kind of vague and disappointing and actually quite silly, ridiculous. If you step back from your own mind and you start to understand the things that have happened to you and the things you did that you believe haunt you, as well as what happened to you that haunts you, you will start to see you have built a narrative around it, an illusion. And this illusion has medicated you, as it were, to think that maybe somebody else did you wrong and you can't get over it, which was what your email was all about. We don't get over anything. Everything we think, say, and do lives somewhere deep inside our cellular level. So it's all there, all the time, 24/7 for the rest of your life. And if you're not careful, you'll carry it into your next life. Whether you believe in reincarnation or not really doesn't matter, because that's what's going to happen. So what to do? People will say, forgive, forgive. And I would agree with that. But what does that mean? You have to do as Lhotse said, step back from your own mind and understand all things. Step back from your mind, looking at it not from any particular psychological point of view, but from a point of view of no fault. Nobody is at fault. Whatever happened, happened. And it happened because you engaged with yourself in a way that was infectious to maybe being less than truthful, shall we say, and less than honorable and less than venerable and less than virtuous. So with all that being said, and it's just biology, if you can see it for what it is, that's Lhotse said, if you can see your problems for what they are, you can end them by no longer focusing on them and learning how to meditate, work on yourself, develop a different point of view by stepping back, as Lhotse said, into third person, learning to watch and see the mischief and the falderal of the human being, because human beings are full of it. They don't know what they're doing. They know not what they do. And oftentimes they wish they hadn't done what they did do. And that's just the fact of the matter. I hope that helps you. Beverly, if you need a little more, give me a call. You have my number, and I'd be happy to help you. Thank you for your question, and please forgive me. Namaste. I have more tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. Have a beautiful day. And once again, as always, please forgive me. Namaste.